Very proud day. Being a member of Donegal County Council now for just 15 years on the 28th of May. So after 15 years to become the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is a very proud moment for me, my family, and I suppose all the people of the Glenties electoral area, which I represent.
Now, you have mentioned today a number of priorities for you, and it seems business is one of those key priorities. What would you like to see happen during your tenure?
Well, there's a number of things that that I mentioned in the chamber, and one of them was that the supports to startup industry in Donegal County Council have the local enterprise offices, but also we have a lot of other agencies in Donegal to make sure that startup industries get that help to get them off the ground, because we know to reduce unemployment in Donegal, it's the small companies. If they could have gone one extra person, that would make a huge difference right across the actual county itself. That's be one of my priorities. So I want to work with the agencies in Donegal, and Donegal County Council have just signed a memorandum of understanding with LEIT, because some of our more complex companies now need that third level input. So that's going to be one of the things. Second one is tourism. We need to stretch out our tourism, because last summer and this summer, it looks like we're going to be nearly at capacity for the summer months. To lengthen it on both sides now is for Donegal Tourism in conjunction with Foilseachán to stretch that out and do that promotion. That's going to be very important as well.
And, you know, when talking to tourists who've come here, they're often the best prepared for the weather. They don't necessarily have to come here in the summer season. So you're saying maybe broaden the focus out a little bit.
There's lots of things like hill walking, and there's specific specialist outdoor activities that a lot of people will come here to do off season, and we need to be pushing and supporting that. We're doing that at the moment, but we just need to stretch that out, because the jobs that are in that industry are providing, taking money into all parts of Donegal, and so we need to push that forward. The third one, and it's interesting because just before the AGM we spoke about recycling in a workshop, and I would like to encourage people. My background is in the environment, so we as a family have done a lot of recycling. So just ask people to recycle as much as they can into the future, and it will save them money. The detail of how that's going to be done remains to be worked out. And finally, the last one that I really wanted to talk about really was in relation to our elderly in Donegal, and to make sure that they're safe and secure in their homes. I've spoken to the chief executive about it. There is a committee that sits, which I didn't even know about, and maybe not a lot of people don't, in relation to looking at security and the elderly in our homes. And a few years ago, I attended a function in Glenties at Christmas time, and a member of An Garda Síochána went around the tables and spoke to the elderly people about the simple things that they could do in their homes to make them that little bit more secure without spending a lot of money. And I would like to see that rolled out to all the daycare centres across the county, and I'll be endeavouring to do that in my year in the chair as well. And hopefully I'll become a member of that committee as Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council.
Also, as Cathaoirleach, you are responsible for chairing the meetings here in Lifford. How do you imagine yourself being firm but fair?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely impartial, and will be scrupulously fair. One thing I would like to see, and a couple of members have already mentioned it to me today, maybe if we could get the meeting starting a bit more on time. We need 11 members. There are 37 members of Donegal County Council. 11 is a quorum. So I would like to start. But I'm going to say that, you know, and I have said that today, that I'd like to get the meetings going, because a lot of people, we stand around for a while. We have to start the meeting within a half an hour, but sometimes it runs up to that time. So if we got started a little bit earlier, maybe we'd get finished a bit earlier.